Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. I'm your host, JM, and with me, as always, are Nick and Mark.
Hey, hello.
We are here for the very first episode of season four, and we will just kind of be giving you an overview as opposed to doing an episode zero. We're just going to say, hey, this is episode one. We're going to talk about season three. We're going to look ahead to season four, and we are going to, just hopefully get some feedback from you guys as to how you like season three and kind of what we're thinking about for season four. But before we start, I just want to say, hey, Becca was a great addition to season three, and she will be a part of season four. She just had a scheduling conflict that came up at the last minute. So Becca is still a host on Iconic. She's just not here for these first two episodes. But let's start with a retrospective of season three. Kind of one of our big things that we added to season three was taking our random encounters and creating sort of an arcing storyline between them. What did you guys think of that? How do you think they went? What was your favorite one out of all of them? Let's just talk about the random encounters from last season to start.
Well, one of the things that we changed, because we did random encounters before, was we set this in our world of Tanar. So that's a little bit different. We did earlier seasons were general 13th Age ones. Hopefully our patrons like that. It's a different flavor world using 13th Age rules. I really liked it. I like making encounters, and they're kind of tied together, but you can also run them separately if you want. Looking at our notes, my favorite, maybe it's because I took the lead on that one, was the third adventure, Into the Tombs, Into the Tomb of Demoloth, as it was, episode 19. That was kind of my favorite. I don't know. I liked it. I like old tombs.
In general terms, I like the random encounters and the brainstorming session that takes place and how there's this melding of ideas that happens. Typically, in any writing exercise, whatever the first idea that you come up with, it's probably not the best one. You know, you want to end up doing two or three ideas and tie them together, and then finally you have a really good one. And I kind of see a little bit of that coming out in the random encounters that we go through. And just as we're all kind of spitballing our ideas and our take on it, and then coming out of it is just this, I don't know, I think it's a beautiful melding that takes place. And I really liked the type of adventure we talked about in that episode 19, Into the Tomb, and the monsters that were created, and the just, I don't know, there's something that was evoked, an excitement that was evoked in me as part of that particular episode that really stood out to me.
I realized that I may be devaluing what I was going to, you know, my contribution to this section, but I liked all of the adventures. I thought we did. These were some of our strongest ones, but for me, you know, Tanar's been the world that I've been playing in for the last decade. And so to have other people writing adventures in it was just spectacular for me. Sort of a joy, if that makes sense, to see kind of your guys's take on it and what else you wanted to see done with it. So do we have a plan for that for season four? Are we going to try and link them together? Are we going to try and do another arc? I realize we haven't really talked about that, so I kind of want to get your guys' feedback and then push it to the listeners and say, kind of, what did you guys think of it? Do you like the random encounters the way we were doing it, the way we are doing it? What are your thoughts?
I'd like to continue it, start another arc again, you know, adventure tier, and then work our way back up through the year, through the season, and put it out. I'd be interested to see what the patrons say.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Nick?
I'm definitely in favor of it. Being able to link the different adventures together, I liked that aspect of it. That was something that it was another new thing that we tried this year. It wasn't just these random encounters that were taking place at particular tiers of play. It was what happened in this initial adventure tier links to the next one in the adventure tier, which links to the next one in the champion tier, and so on and so forth. I'm looking forward to doing that again this coming year. It was interesting for me, having spent so much time in Tanar, there was a part of me that kind of missed the actual Dragon Empire setting. And I know that for most of our listeners, that's probably the world that they're playing in. And there was a part of me that it'd be nice in season four if maybe we did a little bit more in the Dragon Empire, and whether that be talking more about the icons or the settings or some of those sorts of things that we've done in the past. I love the fact that we're diving deeper and deeper into Tanar, and who knows what the future is going to hold in regard to that.
Now, if you haven't seen the article that we posted, we definitely have the icons of Tanar up on our website. for you to look at. And I think we're going to be doing some interesting stuff with the Dragon Empire as well this year, kind of doing some location looks at various adventure sites and locations in the Dragon Empire. For those of you who are not interested in using Tanar, we may even add, Nick, I think this might be fun to do, is say, hey, at the end of each random encounter, if you were going to take this adventure and set it in the Dragon Empire, how would we adjust that? That might be a fun one to do.
Sure. Yeah. That'd be a nice bridge.
I mean, I think it's very easy to take any, you know, adventures from Dragon Empire, port them into Tanar. You have to change the icons and some location descriptions would be different. But same thing, you can take our Tanar adventures and easily put them anywhere in the 13th age, because Dragon Empire is your world. You can change it. It's not, you know, exactly what's in the book. Make it your own.
Yeah, one of the interesting things, so you guys know that I love Glorantha.
No, really? Tell me about it.
Yeah, right? Chaosium just put up their second set of errata for RuneQuest Glorantha. And one of the things they really kind of stressed in there is that there's a lot of confusion about, you know, your Glorantha will vary, your Glorantha may vary. What does that mean? And basically what they said is, hey, your campaign of Glorantha is the canon Glorantha campaign. Everyone else's varies from yours. And I think that is true of the Dragon Empire. And I think that's true of Tanar. If you end up using that, remember, you know, in 13th Age, your version of the Dragon Empire is the canon version of the Dragon Empire. Everyone else's sort of varies from yours.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can go back to Greyhawk or Eberron or Forgotten Realms. As the players do things and change things and kill that Duke, or kill some Archmage, things change. It's your world. Run with it. Make it your own. So, Jam, what was your favorite episode besides the adventures?
My favorite episode was definitely our interviews with Rob, both of them. It's just fun to get him on the show and chat about it. I also really enjoyed talking with Martin about Dark Chocolate and Ancient Marshmallows and his books and his design process, and kind of just having a new voice in 13th Age on the show was a lot of fun for me. What about you guys?
Well, at the beginning of the season, we were doing a fair number of kind of just general role-playing game discussions. And the one about being a better GM was probably one of my favorite ones. As I look back over the whole season, that one kind of shines for me. And then also when we did the, I kind of look at the Archmage, depending on how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
That one also had a really good facilitation of conversation and ideas that came out of that, different ways of leveraging that icon in your game. So both of those were kind of stood out to me as highlights.
I'd like to do some more iconic looks, kind of touch on some of the icons that we haven't yet, and maybe some of the new ones that are in Book of the Underworld.
Oh yeah, that would be good.
Maybe they're not icons, but there are new deities in Book of the Underworld that would be fun to look at and maybe see how we could spin them as icons in a game. But
sure.
Mark, what about you?
I also picked being a better GM. I thought that was a really good episode to help, or maybe not. Maybe listeners laughed at us and thought we were crazy, but I liked that episode and also liked ending a campaign. I know some people have trouble, and some people never. We have friends who just go on and on for years and never end a campaign, but eventually they all come to a close.
So one of the other things that kind of happened this last year is the founding of Iconic Production.
So yeah, we had the opportunity to get some studio space and start doing Iconic Production, which is sort of our stream game side of things. And obviously things are sort of up in the air here at season four with what's how it's going to look for the next couple of weeks, but we have a really great 13th Age game being run by Becca, and we have a great 5th edition D&D game being run by Josh. If you enjoy things getting worse, that is a game to tune in on. Josh's world is sort of dark and brutal and in need of heroes. They play every Friday, and Becca's game goes off on Mondays. You can go check it out on our YouTube channel. You can go back and look at our previous episodes and kind of where they were going on. I actually started the 13th Age game. It is set in Tanar, and we handed it off to Becca at the first of the year, and she's been doing just a spectacular job with it. Mark, I know you've been watching some of the episodes. What did you think?
Oh yeah, I love it. There's one different kind of character in the Var who runs around, which is a new race. If you kind of follow Tanar, it's a different kind of race. And they've picked up an artifact that the player doesn't understand the full implications, I believe. And we'll see where that goes. One of the icons made a little visit to warn her about what she's doing. We'll see if that's ignored, which players do. I mean, why take GM advice? No, I'm going to do this anyway. But I think it'll be fun. And it's a good glimpse into Tanar. And again, she's making it her own. You know, it's kind of sparsely populated. And as she gets to new locations, new NPCs, which I will use in our Patreon game, some of the stuff that she's done,
which we'll talk about here shortly.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of running that Tanar game was the fact that we had a lot of people who had played in previous or current campaigns of Tanar. And when they saw that artifact come up, I got more texts about that one session because people were freaking out. Does she know what's going on? No, she needs to not use this artifact. I'm like, guys, they haven't played in any of the other games, so they don't know what's going on. It was just interesting to see people who were invested in Tanar freaking out that this artifact that several of you have spent time trying to destroy pieces of,
yes,
show up. And without any sort of previous campaign experience, it's been fun. It's become sort of one of the focuses of this campaign.
Well, and if any of our listeners don't have the time, or there's maybe not an alignment of schedules to tune into the Twitch stream live, you can go to YouTube and watch the videos after the fact. And we are also releasing them as an actual play podcast on iconicproduction.us.
They're also available on, you know, any of your podcast services, including Spotify. You can't go anywhere without seeing the White Dragon now. So
that's good. That's good.
Very excited about that. So, Mark, you mentioned that we have a new season also of our 13th Age Patreon game. Would you like to give us a pitch on what the campaign's about, what's different than before? And for those of you who don't know, if you back at our highest tier, you get to play in a once a month game with the Iconic podcast crew. So,
yeah, last year we ran a game for the season, and we ran it in 13th Age, or, you know, the Dragon Empire 13th Age rules. We rotated the GM duties around, found it a little, I don't say difficult, but hit the handoff on what's happening next, because if I'm GMing, I'm not playing. Well, next month I might play, so we ran into a little continuity problems. So this year, this season, I'm going to run the Tanar campaign, at least initially, and run it through at least the Adventure Tier arc with our players. And it's set in Tanar, and I look forward to exploring it with our patrons. And right now we have a group. Icons are the Guild of Falling Leaves, the Empress, the Spell Queen, the Wanderer, the Keeper of the Sands, and the Firstborn. Those are the ones I've kind of pulled out that either they have direct iconic relationships, or because of the one unique things, or just because of where they're at. Those are the icons that will be involved. And we will see. This takes place in the northern part of the Desolates, southern part of the Empire is where they're going to start. We have a wizard, a sorcerer, and an oxen commander whose job is to help keep the two squishy ones alive for whatever their mission is. He's not sure what they're about, these two half-elves who are wandering in the southern part of the Empire and what they're about. It'll be interesting. I mean, I'm look forward to exploring Tanar with our players.
And something we had tried this last season as well was we were doing a level per session. So session one, you're level one, session two, you're at level two. And we discovered probably about level seven or eight, we just realized there was just too much shifting taking place too quickly. There wasn't that chance to become familiar with the abilities that you had, or even how to balance and make those strategic choices in combat. And so for this coming season, we're going to be shifting that to an advancement per session.
Yeah. So
there'll still be a little bit of progression taking place on a regular basis, but it won't be quite as dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Excellent. I'm really excited to hear how that plays out. One other thing that we started last year was articles. We put up a monthly article on our website talking about everything from Tanar to good general RPG topics to specific 13th Age related material. How have you felt about the articles we've put up? What's your favorite article been? What are things that you're thinking about discussing on the website here this year?
I like the articles because as not just as a player, but as a GM especially, it makes me think about a topic and kind of delve into it and explore it. And I also like seeing what the rest of you write about and get your perspective, be it from, you know, technology in the game to, you know, whatever the topic that you come up with. Find it interesting.
I think that they've fit a bit of a niche to kind of expand who can benefit from the Iconic podcast. I know that there's a number of people who have commented in social media on some of our podcast posts that they don't have the time or the means to actually listen to stuff, but if they really appreciate the fact that we have some stuff that is actually written that they can then consume. Some of the ones that kind of stood out to me as some of my favorites were probably the ones about monster design, both reskinning the monsters and what does it look like to build a monster from the ground up? You know, some of those are, it's easier because they're text, they're easier to go back and reference or highlight or pull out the pieces without having to sit through and listen through, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of audio and then hit pause and rewind and try to pull the pieces out from there. I like the articles. I'm looking forward to them continuing on this next year. I think the pace that we've got of once a month is, it seems to be a good pace.
Yeah. And if listeners have any ideas or something they'd like to comment about, then please, you know, give us a shout out of, hey, can you talk about this in an article?
Yeah, we would love to do that. We would love to sort of take what you guys would like to hear us expand on in an article and write something up. So if you have something that either about 13th age, you were like, well, you know, I've got questions about that. Or if it's just even as simple as, hey, we've talked about something on the show, could you take some time to actually expand that a little bit? We'd be glad to do that.
Yeah, and sometimes there's topics that are presented to us that we would be happy to put our voice into, but it's not enough for a full episode. And so being able to just write an article around it is helpful in that regard. I think of one of the ones that we did this last year about fear and the fear mechanic. You know, that's something it was good for us to kind of unpack a little bit, but it would have been, there wasn't enough there to have a full audio episode surrounding that. So if there's other ideas like that, we'd be more than happy to kind of give our two cents on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you excited about talking about in season four?
Well, as we're wrapping up season three, we've been doing a lot of interviews and hearing about the myriad of products that are in the 13th Age pipeline. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, reviewing those and unpacking those that are released this next year. And yeah, just kind of seeing what more is being contributed into the 13th Age world, not just mechanically, but also in the Dragon Empire setting. There's a lot to look forward to in that regard.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to the new products. I'm glad there's a lot more products coming out. And when they can, we'll review them. I look forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see all of the new stuff that is coming down the pipeline for 13th Age. Obviously, we love this game and we want to keep it going. And to see all of the new products that are coming out is just spectacular.
Is there anything else that you're looking forward to, JM?
I am really looking forward to hearing how this new Tanar game is going to go with you guys. I am excited that you guys are, you know, that we're running more Tanar to see sort of this world that I've been working on. Again, you guys are running some of it on with the Iconic Patreon game. Becca is running it on her game for Iconic Production. I'm excited about doing more random encounters and talking with you guys about how we are adapting the Dragon Empire in our own games. I'm really excited about doing more random encounters, more reviews of new products as they come out. And thanks to our partnership with Pelgrane, being able to give you guys something back to our listeners. So for this season, from now until June 1st, so when this episode goes live in April, you're going to have 3 months. If you pre-order Book of the Underworld, you'll save 10% as one of our listeners. So we're going to put the code in the show notes for this episode. Hopefully you're able to get it. We're really excited about Book of the Underworld. We've been able to chat with Gareth about it in episode 2. We've been talking about it off and on all throughout season 3. So yeah, we've got new 13th Age products down the line, and hopefully we're going to be able to continue to thank you for your support of us. So check that out in the show notes. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support, whether that's on Patreon or on Twitch or just for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you guys. If you guys weren't listening to the show, we'd probably still do it, but we would just be screaming into the void. So any thoughts on the end of season three or our start of season four, guys? Final thoughts.
It's just hard to believe we've done 3 years of this. There was a break in there too, but still
we've hit three full seasons.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And be sure to check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.